Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We would like to send you on a Disney cruise. It's an escape that's like three vacations in one. Right now, call number 97, 800-400-3697. You get to talk to Hooman, and you'll instantly win a Disney gift card and then be in the running for the grand prize. Four-night Disney cruise vacation to the Bahamas. Oh, it's a big deal.
And when you get Hooman on the phone, ask him about his healthcare regimen.
Yes, oh, please do. Oh, my God, he loves talking about that.
The peak of fitness.
Mm.
Recommend some soap, too.
Yeah, right. Some organic soap that actually works. That's great, Hooman. We're getting you all set up.
There you go, buddy. 800-400-3697 is also the number where you can send a text. But please don't text and drive, because we don't want any part of that. We're not trying to see you text and drive.
We don't want to see that.
We don't want that.
It's against the rules.
It's not good. Elote is pronounced elote.
Elote.
It's Spanish for corn.
Oh, it is?
Let's see.
What?
I feel like I would have heard that if it was, but
what? Well, it might be that that's prepared that way, maybe barbecued or something. I thought. Well, I think. Yeah, maize.
I was thinking that the whole time,
but I'm like, wait, is that American Indian?
That's what I was thinking too. That it was Native American, but I'm like, I thought it was. So that must be just that prep.
Okay.
Elote. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Elote.
Elote.
Is Spanish for corn. But otherwise.
It's Spanish for Mexican corn done on the grill with cheese and jalapenos and whatever else they had on it.
I think it's Spanish for corn on the cob.
Oh, corn on the cob is elote.
Oh.
Maize.
Elote. Ants on a log reign supreme at preschools.
Oh, boy. Well, kids love eating things that have ants on them.
I guess.
It's hilarious. The raisins are like ants. Get it?
Dawn has an eco-friendly and biodegradable line called Dawn Pure.
Hooman Dawn Pure.
Hooman.
Hooman Dawn Pure. Dawn Pure. Good one. You're so creative.
Put water in your pan along with a squirt of Dawn and bring to a boil. It removes tough, burned-on gunk off pans.
Wow.
Just water?
Water and Dawn.
That's what it says.
Water and Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I've never done that, boiled a pan to get stuff off of it.
I have.
I just let it soak overnight. I'm like, well, I'm done with that one. That'll be fine tomorrow. Wipe that off in the morning.
Yeah, John's again.
Yeah. I'll be gone at work, and John's like,
a dirty pan in the sink? I better take care of that.
Holman needs to use soap. They even use Dawn on birds and animals after an oil spill.
Yeah. Because it cuts through the oil.
Use the Dawn and wear gloves.
Or don't. You'll be fine. It's not toxic.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't want dishpan hands. He does have the softest hands in the world, so.
Use Method.
Oh, yeah,
Method's like
good.
Method.
I like Method, too.
I use the Method squirt stuff.
It smells so
good. I have a bunch of Method products, but the reason we have Dawn right now is because you buy the jug.
Mm.
At the Costco, and then you squirt it into the...
You refill your little dispenser. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't do that. That's done for me.
Mm.
As I'm,
it's one of the things that magically happens at the house.
I'm the dishwasher, but I don't prepare my workspace. She does.
You just move in and work at it.
I just go in there and do all
the
dishes.
She's like the bar back to your bartender.
Yeah. It's great. Mm. Everyone walks off.
Yeah.
After dinner.
Well, you love washing dishes, so...
No, I don't. That's the thing.
And oh, that's weird.
I've tried
seems
to
like
protest
you love it.
This.
You always do them. Huh.
This
boy,
job
I thought you liked them.
No, that's not.
It's a good thing you like them, huh? Because no one else wants to do them. So, Thank goodness.
Great. Seeing all three girls walk off. Well, the other one can't walk yet, but she's in someone's
arms. She's like, I'm out of here, man.
Right. Duh.
Dishes. Do the washing up. Duh.
My friend moved to Oregon about 6 months ago and flunked her driving test twice before she finally passed it on the third time.
Oh, boy.
Did I mention that her driving always scares me?
There are those people.
I don't know how you fail that test. I really don't. It's not hard. And I'm not, you know, I mean, you've heard this show, right?
You're trying to say you're not a brainiac.
Well, honey. I'm getting through that test.
Yeah. Well, you need your license.
Without issue.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm telling you. You look through the book for a couple seconds.
You're so nervous when you take the test.
No, you're not.
I'm sure you are. Oh, no. I got to get this right. I got to be able to drive.
Yes, you can fail the driving written test. I find tests really hard.
Yeah.
I can go out and drive and show you, but the questions confuse me sometimes.
They do put some trickery in there,
well,
too.
Well, no license for you. No, they don't.
Sure they do. They're always trying to trick you.
Oh, my God.
Make you pick the wrong thing.
Does Sarah need a hug?
I do need a hug.
In the words of Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
Oh, what'd I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
I don't know. I can't remember being upset about anything today. But I always am up for a hug, if anyone wants to give me one. Guys, hello? What's happening? I feel so alone now.
No, you don't.
Where's my goddamn hug?
You don't want a hug.
Of course I do. I love hugs. Don't. Get over here and hug me. No one loves me. Then they're still not hugging me.
Yeah,
God, I'm like practically in tears.
Because we don't
want to
fall for your trick. We're going to hug
trick?
You and then you're going to be like, ah, you're so stupid.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Seriously. Loser.
Stop it. I really need a hug. Won't you hug me? Because I'm going to start crying if I don't get a hug. I'm serious, you guys.
I'm either dying laughing or just about to get sick from the food eating talk. Thanks, Bryn, for the laughs.
Yeah.
Put it in my mouth.
Oh, that one.
Put it in my mouth.
I love
that. Put it in my mouth.
Trying not to cry my makeup off laughing. You guys are hysterical.
Oh, it's great. Maybe that was what I was upset about. After that, I really do need a hug.
What?
Very hurtful.
JFK was too popular. What does that mean? He should have his brain stolen?
Yeah. People just wanted all his brains. Maybe a zombie got him.
It hurts to be dead.
Maybe the family didn't want. I might be. Like a DNA thing. Like one of those, like, we can't.
I just don't think they knew enough about DNA back then.
Right, but someone.
Right. Someone, some scientist was like, listen, you got to get his brain out of there, man. They're going to make new ones of him. They're going to be running around.
Our wedding DJ shortened our first dance to 3 minutes and it still seemed like forever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll do that no problem. If you want me to, and I can send it to you. You can give it to your DJ. Give it a minute and 30 or whatever. What verse you want. Verse
you know
chorus.
What's weird? Have you ever, like the simplest stuff, when you're under a magnifying glass, you're all, why can't I walk like I normally walk?
Right. People are watching me, so I can't walk.
Yeah.
Why can't I do
that? Or if someone points out the way you hold your hands, then you don't know how to hold them
right.
anymore. Like,
I mean, you
I
have to figure
normal.
That's
you
how
swing
the...
your arm's funny. What? I do.
A runway model just falls down. She's like, right. You're just walking. Why are you falling? Because everyone's staring at her.
Yeah. Yep.
All of a sudden, she's like, clomp, clomp, clomp.
Have you ever done that? Like, typed in, like, you know, runway wipeouts? There's some freaking hilarious ones. Because these outfits that these designers put them in, and the shoes are crazy. Oh, there's some good ones. Do that to kill a couple minutes today. So good. There was a Kanye one where they had the chick standing there. It was like 110 degrees. They start melting. They start falling down. Just standing there, like, oh. Whoa. And they just wipe out. It's good.
Yazette, I feel your pain. I have 4 implants. Some were easier than others and so expensive on going to dental appointments and
I think she's
bills.
Already gone.
But worth it. Oh, she's left.
Gone. Yeah, she has to go to an appointment, so Alden picked her up. Oh, don't do that. She might be listening. Turn that off.
I know, don't do it.
You're going to bum her out.
Hold on.
Not hold on. Oh, jeez.
Hooman asking who's in charge of the speeches in Vinny's wedding reminds me of a little kid asking if anyone wants to eat that ice cream. You can eat that ice cream? That's
no,
my kid going, I'm sorry, your iPad got stolen. I like your new one, though. That one's pretty good. Okay. What are you getting at? Nothing.
Because I'm not allowed to ask or I don't get right. it. But I was just going to tell you how much I like it, though.
It's a nice one.
It's a good one. Seems like it. Do you know, does it work as well as the other one? Why don't you show me?
Funny. Mm. Like a little kid's brain. They think they're working you.
She is working you, just so we're clear here. Dad.
That's true.
In case you thought you were getting one over on her.
I'm not. And actually, the truth is, by showing up when I'm practicing guitar, she knows she's going to get it handed to her.
Well, because all you really want to do is just play your guitar.
I just need a few minutes to myself. Yeah. I can't. All right, here. Okay, bye.
15 minutes. Set the timer. Bring it back.
Seriously, I am so close to not being able to handle listening to your show anymore.
Uh-oh. What?
Radio.com works too well.
Oh. It's just because it's like blowing their mind.
It's blowing their mind. They feel like the listener experience is too good.
You know what? We're sorry about it. Sorry about how amazing it is. Whew.
After the billions spent on research, development.
Over $4 billion spent on, and it shows.
Look, we don't
own that.
Own that at all. And no, that's something that we're not involved in. And,
nope.
And though they've spent all that money and it's a great product and we endorse it, we're still just sitting here doing it right.
Right, we're just trying to do our show. You can just do our show.
On that note, have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.